from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Right field, going back is Carroll, and it is over his head. It short hops the wall. Joey Bart with a dart to tie the game. He's into second with a pinch hit RBI double.
And hits a drive, shallow right center field. Triolo coming on, diving try, and did he make the catch? Oh, he did! Two out pitch, line drive, left center field, didn't hit it all that hard, dropped it in there for a base hit. This is gonna score one, this is gonna score two. Key Brian Hayes delivers a two-run single, and the Pirates start to bust it out now. Ground ball, first base, Grandal has it, he will run to the bag, Rays! The Jolly Roger in the sun. What a game, what a win for the battling Bucks in Phoenix. You could sustain the more I am comfortable with the pain. You've got no one to blame for your unhappiness. No, baby. You got yourself into your own mess. Let your worries pass you by. Your worries pass you by. Don't you think it's worth your time to change your mind? Now. Someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye. Until then.
Hold on, baby. One more day until the Major League Baseball trade deadline. And the Pirates did hold on for the victory. And now they're in the race for one more day. And I don't want to get all hyperbolic on this, boys. But let's face it. You lose that ball game. Nick Gonzalez hurt. You got a banged-up Rowdy Tellez. You haven't made trades. Jack Sawinski gets sent back down to the minor leagues. If you are three games out of a playoff spot, and if you lose three games for the first time in 2 months, I think Ben Cherington, with all those things I just stated, could have easily said, you know what, screw it, we'll go on to next year. I'm not buying. I'm just going to stand pat. I'm not going to sell. But let's just see if this team can pull itself up from the bootstraps, but I'm not going to pour any resources into this thing. I don't think you can overstate how important that win was yesterday, and my God, it was such an improbable victory.
The way that they came back, and it was, obviously it was a low-scoring game, and then, you know, Mitch Keller gets pulled at one point in the game, and I'm like, all right, what are they going to do? Then everything from that point on was very odd. Things that we could have never predicted, things that we never thought was capable of Derek Shelton to even do. I mean, you put Bednar in.
In the eighth,
right?
Hell of a move.
Then you put Chapman in, and then you put Holderman in, obviously, to close it out, and that was just, you're holding your breath the whole time. But, you know, to go through everything, Grandal having to go to first, Joey Bart pinch hitting, Tellez pinch hitting, Triolo going to right field, and that all panning out, that was the first game, at least this year, maybe even last year, maybe in his career, that Derek Shelton managed his you-know-what off. I will give him that credit. And it panned out. Because if it didn't pan out, we'd be sitting there like, what the hell are we doing?
This is so lame, but this is so me. I had an outfit picked out for today's show, and then I changed it because of the outcome of that game. I thought today's a good day for the Skeens jersey. Obviously, Skeens is on the bump. I wasn't going to wear it if they lost three straight and they hadn't made a trade. I was pissed. Everyone was pissed. It looked like they were going to lose that game, and probably nothing happens at the deadline, honestly. You don't want to let one game affect everything, but I think one game could have affected everything. I was going to walk up in here with a shirt on with a pocket and my Dub V hat. It's all right, Steelers season. It's football season. Yep. We're moving on. They're going to move on. Thanks, Pirates, for getting us through. And you're right, man. Derek Shelton managed his backside off. And, of course, Triolo makes the diving catch. And then there's a double that turns into a triple because he misplaced the ball in right field because, of course, the ball's going to find him.
Right.
The ball seemed to find Grandal a couple of times, too. He made a couple of very nice plays. And you got to give credit to Mitch Keller, too.
Yes.
Mitch Keller needed to be the stopper, and Mitch Keller was the stopper. The Pirates seem to win games. They're 12 games over 500 when Mitch Keller and Paul Skeen start. And they are significantly under 500 when anybody else starts. That's why you got to get this team help.
Mm-hmm.
You absolutely have to get this team help. But in all that nutso stuff that happened at the end of the game, I don't want to forget to mention that Mitch Keller was really, really good.
Very good.
And you needed him to be. I don't think it's a stretch to say that that was the most important win of the season. It was the most improbable win of the season, the way the game was going. And if it didn't happen, I shudder the thought of what would be going on today. So you can give us a text brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You could tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. Now, all of Pirates Nation turns their eyes to Ben Cherington. And Ben Cherington said this on his radio show yesterday.
Every year at this time of year, you have to be clear about what your prices are. You have to be clear about what makes sense, what's the value you're willing to give up for certain things. And you have to be comfortable saying no, and have to be comfortable that the possible outcome of saying no is not getting to a deal.
How's that make you feel when you hear that from Ben Cherington?
Well, it makes me feel that he feels that he has the upper hand. And not in a good sense, because you have to be comfortable saying no, but saying no to who? Like, saying no to what? Like, why do you dictate saying no? And like, I I'm going to talk out of both sides right now, because he needs to be able to dictate. He needs to be able to be aggressive. He needs to be able to tell teams what he wants. But if there's something that's on the table that's very significant, how can you sit there and turn it down whenever you know you need to add, whenever you're in crunch time and things are moving so fast and guys are flying off the board? Like, I don't know if you have time to say no. You have to make the right deal. And if it was the right deal and you didn't feel like it was right, but if it was for a significant player, how can you say no to that? Now, I'm getting like detailed with that, but you have to be able to do both sides. You have to be able to dictate, but also understand we need something.
Yes.
And we need to act in a fast manner to get this done, because there is only one day-ish, until this is all over.
Yes.
You have to move.
The Padres have been hot. The Mets, they lost their last two. They were super stinking hot. You got to act.
Yes.
You got to act. And to your point, does Cherington think that you're going to get players in here without having to give something up? You're going to have to make it worth the other team's while. You're going to have to part with something that you probably don't want to have to part with. That's how this works. You're going to have a prospect that I'm sure you really like. I'm sure he's in love with a lot of his prospects. He brought them in.
Yes.
But you're going to have to get rid of one of those guys or multiple of those guys if you're going to bring in a player that can help this year's team. And how many of the players that have been dealt so far? The Jazz Chisholms of the world, the Isak Paredes of the world, the Randy Arozarenas of the world are not just 2024 solutions, but also 2025 and beyond solutions. Brent Rooker, we've really wanted to see in a Pirates uniform for a long time. You would have him for 3.5 years. It's not like you're mortgaging any portion of the future for rental players.
Right.
How many rentals that aren't relievers have we seen get dealt so far? None that I had linked to the Pirates. None that Jim Bowden had linked to the Pirates or Rosenthal or any of these insiders. Jeff Passan. Nobody that we thought the Pirates were in on that was a rental has been moved.
Mm-mm.
So you'd be giving up a prospect or prospects to have players under team control. So even if you're not that big of a believer in this year's team, and maybe Ben Cherington really is not that big of a believer in this year's team, you're going to need to make additions before next year starts. So why wouldn't you try to do it now? And I'm wondering, I think we have to kind of walk a tightrope today in how much we want to crush Ben Cherington and also understand that the deadline is not until tomorrow afternoon.
Right. Like, I'm a proponent of waiting until the last minute before I assess everything. But there's only one word that comes to mind whenever we're sitting here at 6:10 a.m. and we know that every minute that goes by is a minute that the Pirates are losing out, is sacrifice. Like, that's the job. You got to sacrifice to get. You have to, or you're not going to get. And I'm, like I said, like, and you're right, we got to toe the line and we got to make sure that we have everything aligned, that, you know, what could possibly happen or what can't happen or what won't happen. But at the same time, how many guys are left?
That's where I am too. To where I'm going to wait before I totally go scorched earth on the guy.
Yeah.
But Jazz friggin' Chisholm would have looked really good in a Pirates uniform. And the package the Yankees gave up to get him, the Pirates absolutely could have made that trade.
Yes.
Seattle has been super aggressive. They're very similar to the Pirates. I look at them kind of as the AL Pirates. Can't hit, and they pitch outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
They go out and they get Randy Arozarena, who has really been hot of late.
They were the first team to do it, too.
Yep. And someone had to be first.
They went and act.
Yes.
They acted.
We talked about that on Wednesday last week. Someone's got to make the first trade.
Yep.
It's okay if it's you, Ben Cherington. So that's where I am on all this. I would have liked Randy Arozarena, who's got an OPS over 1,000 in the playoffs. You don't think a guy like that helps out? I would have loved Jazz Chisholm. I would have loved the guy that Washington wound up trading. And there's a lot of guys that I feel like the Pirates had the prospect depth to be able to get and not have to give up your biggest prospects, and they didn't. So I'm mad about those things while understanding that there's still time to act. But Ben, you better freaking act. Because if you don't, this radio station is going to destroy you on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be well within our rights to do so because you are 2 games out of a playoff spot. You got 50-some games to go, and you are 2 games out of a playoff spot. It is a sprint, and you got as good of a chance as anybody if you make moves. The Cubs made a move. Milwaukee's making moves. Seattle makes moves. The Phillies make moves. The Orioles make moves. The Yankees make moves. All these teams who think they got the shot are making moves. Your turn. Do it or we're going scorched earth. 412-928-9370. There are still some good trade targets out there. We'll get to that over the course of the show. We'll tell you who maybe the Pirates are targeting. Are we optimistic that Ben Cherington is going to make a deal? When he talked during his radio show yesterday, I did not get a good sense. We'll let you hear some of that when we come back. We want your reaction all morning long at 412-928-9370 on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Years.
We have had opportunities the last several days where we could have done something. We had, you know, offers or a price we could have said yes to. And we chose not to. And there have also been things that we pursued and made offers on that, and we've gotten a no from another team. So we're just in the middle of that negotiation. Nothing that fell through. We just haven't found the matches yet that we feel make sense. So we'll stay at it.
Yeah, you better stay at it, Ben. Ben Charrington yesterday right here on 93.7 The Fan. It was reported by many that the Pirates were in on Jazz Chisholm, and then there was the tweet sent out that was heard around the world that basically the Pirates finished in second place for Jazz Chisholm, and that kind of thing really annoys Pirates fans, and it should, because there are a few different ways this all could have gone down. One, hey, we really weren't in on Jazz, not really, but put it out there that we were in second so that Pirates fans feel like we're actually doing something. That could have been one way.
Yeah.
Another way could have been the Yankees gave up a big-time catching prospect for Jazz Chisholm, who was their 20th-ranked prospect coming into the year and then has really played well this year, so now he's their third-ranked, or was their third-ranked prospect. So it could be that Tampa valued him more than they would value a Henry Davis, or it could be that Ben Charrington was unwilling to include Henry Davis in a deal for Jazz Chisholm. And all three of those things annoy me. If they're just putting out there we were close, that's just total manipulation and a PR stunt. If the Yankees prefer, or excuse me, the Rays preferred the Yankees catching prospect
Marlins.
Over, or excuse me, thank you, I said that a couple
of
times.
I get it mixed up too, I did that yesterday.
Oh, the stupid Florida
teams. Three times I did it yesterday. Same thing.
Pardon me, yes. The Marlins. If they preferred the Yankees catching prospect, that makes me feel very bad, because Henry Davis, he's not somebody that is wanted then by teams. And if it's the option number three that I threw out there, that they wouldn't offer Henry Davis, that I would not understand. because you have Joey Bart right now who's really performing well and had the huge game-tying hit yesterday. You've got Andy Rodriguez coming back next year. You do not need Henry Davis.
Right.
So any one of those three really irritates me because I feel like Jazz Chisholm could be in a Pirates uniform and could have been manning center field for them yesterday.
I mean, think about the opposite. And think about, say, you know, one of the theories is, oh, just say that we were second in the bidding for Jazz Chisholm. But say that they were first and they beat out the Yankees. Like, that's very significant alongside of getting the player that could actually help your club. Like, if you look at those the headline and it says Pirates trade for Jazz Chisholm, but in close second was the New York Yankees, you – perception of that,
you'd feel good.
It would be huge.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't. And it says that you were second. Second isn't first. Second isn't getting the guy. And now you're back to the drawing board. Now you are counting down the time until you have to actually make a move. But if it was very, if it was close, how are you in a position to say no?
Correct.
That's my thing. Like, going back to the first segment, like, whatever they wanted for Jazz Chisholm, and it was in the realm like of a real possibility, like not a Skeens or something, right?
Right.
I think you have to make that move.
One more prospect to push it over finish line?
Yes.
Yes. For a center fielder who's under team control for a few years now, who's not breaking the bank, he was the probably ideal player that the Pirates should have acquired.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to next season now and beyond, they don't have any center fielder. They've got a gaping hole. It's something they're going to have to deal with this offseason. I've looked at the free agent pool for center fielders. There's not a lot of good ones. They just sent Jack Sawinski down to AAA. So they had been saying for a long time, the way we're going to improve, first and foremost, is internal improvement. And like the poster child for that was Jack Sawinski. Well, now they've given up on him for this year. I mean, he was supposed to be one of your outfielders, maybe your center fielder of the future, and they punted him now down to AAA. So Jazz Chisholm was the perfect fit. And again, the haul that the Yankees gave the Marlins to get him was not one where I went, oh boy, the Pirates could not compete
with that.
Like, we're not talking about Ashcraft, we're not talking about Bubba Chandler, we're not talking about Salameda, we're not talking about Tamar Johnson. You're not talking about any of those guys. And you could have gotten it done, perhaps, if you had thrown a sweetener in there. That's the kind of thing that just makes you crazy. And then Randy Arozarena, same thing. You're not looking at this massive prospect haul going back, this time to Tampa, where you go, oh, the Pirates never could have done that. The Pirates could have done that. And that's what drives you nuts. There's still time before the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
There's still time. But a couple of big-time players could have been had for not a big-time cost. And it just makes you wonder if Ben Cherington is valuing his prospects a little too much. And you're not in a position where you should be doing that. 412-928-9370. I saw out of the corner of my eye that Callis was, he's like in the bullpen. Like he's warming up. He's ready to go. You got takes?
I do have a take.
Hit me.
So what annoys me about the Yankees trading for Chisholm as well is that the last couple big deals that the Yankees and Marlins have made, those prospects really haven't worked out for the Marlins. I feel like another team would have intrigued the Marlins better if one more could have been tacked
on.
Well,
that's what freaks me out.
Like name me a player from the Giancarlo Stanton trade in 2017.
Well, right.
You really can't.
So that's what kind of irks me here is, was Henry Davis not made available? And if he was made available, for the Yankees to say, no,
that's...
we're going to go with the other guy? That's frustrating to me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Worrisome.
Yeah. Or, excuse me, the Marlins to say, we're going to go with the other guy? That's big-time worrisome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no way I can cut that up and feel good about it at all. It's either, oh, PR, tell them we were close. Hey, go report we were close, John Heyman. It's either that, it's either they didn't want Henry Davis, or you wouldn't offer Henry Davis. And none of those things make me feel all warm and fuzzy inside. Because I thought Henry Davis could be an attractive trade chip. And if they said, no, we elect to go with this Yankees catcher, boy, is that bad. Because now, you're going to be stuck with Henry Davis? Because I'm not feeling good about him as the catcher of the future. I think that's Joey Bart and Andy Rodriguez.
No doubt.
Is he the designated hitter of the future? Well, we've seen him come up to the big leagues and not be able to hit worth a lick. Like, is he the first baseman of the future? I don't know. We've seen him come up here and not be able to hit worth a lick. All right, one other thing I thought about yesterday, watching yesterday's Pirates game. Jared Triolo plays right field. Yasmani Grandal plays first base. And yet, what have we heard from people about the Pirates' interest in Brent Rooker? Oh, we don't want to see the Pirates get him. The Pirates don't look at him as an outfielder. Okay, Jared Triolo just played the outfield.
Yeah.
Henry Davis played the outfield for them last year and was a bum. He was terrible in the outfield. Jack Sawinski is terrible in the outfield. We have seen them throw bad outfielders out there. None of them are MVP candidates who have a 950 OPS. So I'm just saying, if that's the reason why they're not, quote-unquote, interested in Brent Rooker...
I really hope not.
It's ridiculous.
I really hope that that's not the reason. Like, come on.
Now, I could see the asking price on Rooker being really, really high. He's the best bat available. And if you wind up balking at an asking price... because they would need, the A's would, Tamar Johnson, Bubba Chandler, Anthony Solomato, all in a nice, neat little package. Okay, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's, oh, we don't want to pursue him because he's a DH.
Yeah, no, I really don't. I really hope not, but I really don't think that should be the case.
No. No, that would be ridiculous.
I really hope not.
I hate the consensus in Pittsburgh, though, too, because Dora and I were talking about this while you were out,
mm-hmm.
and people were reacting to us, acting as if we didn't know what we were talking about. They don't think that he can play the field, and I don't understand why.
He's played 150 games in the outfield in his career, so he's done it.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Triolo had only played outfield, by the way, in Double-A, and I realize it's just a few innings, so it's not an apples-to-apples comparison, but the way I look at Rooker is, okay, it's not ideal. The bat's ideal. The fielding not ideal. Stick him in right freaking field for 50 games and live with the bad defense. And then you've got him for 3 years. He's your DH the next 3 years.
Yes.
You live with the short-term lumps. Maybe he impresses you. And maybe you say, okay, we'll sign up for another year of Andrew McCutchen. But if he's terrible in the outfield, he could be your DH for the next 3 years. And the guy's hitting... home runs every stinking night. He's like fifth in Major League Baseball in RBIs. He's one of the top 10 guys in OPS. He can't play the outfield. Come on.
I think it's more about money with him.
But he's not expensive. He's $775,000. Now, in arbitration, he's going to be due for a nice raise, but he's not going to break the bank.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to get into that coming up at 7 o'clock. Give us a lot of time on this. Because I've been tweeting every day, Ben Charrington make a trade, and I've posted the same picture, and people are going, it's not him, it's nothing. It's probably a little column A, column B. We'll get into that coming up at 7 o'clock. We'll hear more from Ben Charrington, what he had to say on yesterday's radio program coming up next.
Yeah, well, I think there's not any single thing that happens that you see show up on trade rumors or, you know, wherever people get their news. There's not any single thing that happens, a trade that happens in baseball that we're not aware of or surprised by because we're talking to and engaged in all of those deals ourselves. So it's just very unlikely you're going to see any news that is something that weren't aware was going on. We've been engaged with other teams really for several weeks, certainly the last few days, getting prices. If a deal happens and we're not involved in it, for whatever reason, it can be more than one reason, it just didn't line up in a way where we felt it made sense for the Pirates.
An interesting answer from Ben Charrington there, because he was asked by Greg Brown on the Ben Charrington show yesterday if the injuries affect the way that you operate around the deadline. And then Charrington goes on for 46 seconds. They're not talking about injuries at all, just talking about how they're involved in every deal and then the deals that they're not involved in, they at least know are going on. Okay, well, sorry, Ben, but we're going to use your words against you here. Radio. Randy Arozarena gets traded from the Tampa Bay Rays to the Seattle Mariners, a team that I've likened to the Pirates. Great pitching team, can't hit for crap. Randy Arozarena, the last couple of months, has been super hot. Randy Arozarena, you go back to last year. OPS plus 121, 123 the year before that, 129, 182, 185. So at worst, 21% better than league average. This is a very good player who's got an OPS over 1,000 in the playoffs, who in a run to a World Series hit 10 home runs in 20 games 1 year. And the Mariners gave up bupkis for him.
Nothing.
The 14th and 15th ranked prospects in their organization, according to Baseball America. So was this one of those deals that Ben Sherrington was aware of? The answer is yes, because he said he's aware of every deal.
Mm-hmm.
Was this a deal that they were involved in? Because if they were, how do you not pay that up? How do you not say, okay, we'll give you our 12th or 13th best prospect for Randy freaking Arozarena?
I can't stop thinking about what you said about Rooker. And if there's a possibility where they don't fit, these certain prospects or these certain players don't fit the position of need. Like, it's like, oh, well, Rooker's a DH. We don't need another DH. We have Andrew McCutchen. Oh, Arozarena, he's a left fielder. We have Brian Reynolds. Like, if that's their train of thought, that worries me big time. And that could be. That could possibly be.
It could be. Like, especially for Rooker. Well, he's a DH. We just believe he's a DH. With Arozarena, if you play left field, you can play right field.
Right.
You know? He can't play center, fine. Are they just not willing to meet that asking price? Or in the case of Randy Arozarena, is it the cash? Is that what keeps them from pulling the trigger on a guy like that?
If there's anything, it'd be that, in my opinion. What's his deal?
So he's arbitration the next few years. And this year it's $2.8 million. I can't believe I know we want to come down hard on Bob Nutting in these parts, and we'll get into this more full form coming up at 7 o'clock. I just can't see that they would not entertain bringing him in to pay out $2.8 million. Like, they penny pinch, but they're not penny pinching to that degree.
Right.
They're just not. So you're not willing to give up your 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th best prospect to get this guy. And I don't want to be unfair here. I'm just using Ben Sherrington's words. We are aware of every deal, and we're involved in a lot of deals, paraphrasing. If you are aware of every deal, and that's the asking price for Randy Arozarena, what are we doing here?
Do you know if they ask, and Kalis, you could chime in, do you know if in Major League Baseball they ask the player where they would prefer to be traded?
I don't think so, unless you'd have the no movement clause or something like that.
Okay.
I actually heard an anecdote about Brian Reynolds the other day, and there are certain places that he doesn't want to go. Like, he doesn't want to go out west,
mm-hmm.
or anything like that. So I think it can get baked into a contract, but I think you're just going to the highest bidder.
Mm-hmm. Because that would make some sense. Like, Arozarena, okay, yeah, I want to go to Seattle. I don't want to go to Pittsburgh. Okay, Jazz Chisholm, I want to go to the Yankees, where my hitting coach is that I had whenever I was first entered the league.
Right.
And it's the Yankees.
Yeah, and Derek Jeter was part owner of the Marlins, and I revered the guy, and I get to wear A-Rod's number, and it's all fun and games, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I mean, if players had a say, okay, then that throws another wrinkle into all this. I just don't know at the deadline if most guys do.
Mm-hmm.
Off-season free agents, yeah, but I would also think this would be a place that would kind of be sexy to come to now,
mm-hmm.
with Paul Skeens and the youth of this team.
Craig Bish was telling the PM team a couple weeks ago that he may thrive better here because the expectations are growing, whereas in mm-hmm. New York, it's intense pressure all the time.
Yeah, I mean, you think about guys like Zach Greinke, who couldn't cut it in New York because he had the anxiety issues, of which I am empathetic.
Yeah, but okay, guys. Like, close your eyes and think about it. Oh, would I rather go to the Pittsburgh Pirates or the New York Yankees?
The Yankees, I don't think, are as hot of a ticket as, I mean, they're...
It's not even about that. It's not even about right now. It's just the cachet.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
It's 100%
true. It's the cachet. But I don't care what, I mean, it, for both sides.
But I don't think it plays into anything at the deadline.
Okay.
I don't. People are killing me on the text line saying I'm throwing an I into Arozarena's name. I'm not. I just thought there was a tilde on the N.
Tilde.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of those squiggly lines over the N?
Tilde.
Let me check in on that because people might be right.
You roll the R too in Perez. Martinez.
Perez. There appears not to be a tilde on the N, so I apologize. just real quick. Whether I say his name right or not doesn't matter. He had 10 homers in 20 postseason games a few years ago. He's got a career OPS plus like 140. And the Seattle Mariners got him for the 14th and 15th best prospects in their minor league system. I could call him Billy Bob Thornton. And I read his stats. And you know the Pirates have a hole in the outfield. And that's what should matter. Shut the hell up. I don't know how to say his name right.
Okay, Adam Crowley.
Thank you.
Crowley. It's pronounced Crowley.
Now, here's a text. And this is a good one. This we will entertain. Are you certain the Pirates' 10 to 15 prospects are anywhere near as highly ranked as other teams' 10 to 15? The other team's players are ranked higher overall. I mean, that could be the case.
Right.
But then that's on Ben Cherington, too.
Right, right. Offer a higher prospect.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Offer a prospect then that's comparable, not in terms of the rankings,
right,
but in terms of the value of said prospect. And then there's this. You've been rebuilding for 5 years. Longer than that. He's been here for 5 years. You've been rebuilding for years. If you can't win a war of prospects, then you should not be the GM of the Pittsburgh Pirates after this year. Because your prospects need to be good enough to where you can go out and you can get players at the deadline. A Rosarena.
There you go.
Kiss my butt. 412-928-9370 is the number. We have another Cherington clip to get to coming up next.
Of course, we'll always keep an open mind. I think our approach going into this deadline has and will continue to be until Tuesday, you know, late Tuesday, to try to find ways to improve the Pirates. And, you know, that's not either or, you know, specific to 24 or beyond 24. It's both. You know, we're trying to find ways to improve the team in total and not specific to a specific year. And we're going to continue to do that. And there's nothing that's happened this weekend or, you know, since Friday in Arizona that's shifted it either way.
Ben Cherington on his radio program with Greg Brown yesterday. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. If the Pirates should make a trade, we will tell you immediately, and then we will spend a lot of time on it. So do hang with us. I will say this, though. Listening to Ben Cherington yesterday, and I sat through the entire thing, didn't exactly give me the warm and fuzzies. I don't really feel all that optimistic that they're going to make a deal. When all the players we've discussed ad nauseum fly off the shelves, for lack of a better way of putting it, and the Pirates didn't get any of them, and you see the prospect costs aren't all that much, it just makes me think that they're not going to do anything.
No.
He didn't inspire any confidence in me yesterday. So what he said there was, you know, the injuries, the two losses in a row, because it was before the win last night, didn't shift their mindset. So they didn't all of a sudden become sellers. They didn't all of a sudden become buyers based on what happened that weekend. That's great. I don't think you should let one weekend's games change stuff for you. But yet, I don't know what their plan is. And my read is they just want to protect their form. They just want to protect their prospects. They don't want to give up anything. That's my read.
And then that's just telling us what they think about the current team, too, and where they're at, and even the current possibility with the landscape of the teams around them and how close everybody is and how down the division is, that they still can't compete with even adding one player. I mean, that's the message. At least that's being sent right now.
Their schedule's really hard, and they are banged up. I don't care.
Right.
At worst.
If you are banged up and your schedule's hard,
get reinforcements.
Yeah.
Jinx, hey, you owe me a Coke.
Jeez.
You remember that? You ever did that?
What?
Jinx, you owe me a soda?
No.
It's because you were cool when you grew up.
Soda. Yeah.
I watched Kim Possible while I was growing up. Oh, did you ever watch that Disney Channel?
I know of it. I never watched it.
Was Kim Possible in her 20s? Because if so, was super hot as a cartoon.
I just said I know of it. I never watched it.
Okay, well, Google her.
She's in her 20s?
I hope. If not, then it's creepy what I just did.
Oh, no.
I think she was a teenager.
Then forget what I said.
Well, I mean...
She had that naked mole rat. She would always say, Jinx, you owe me a soda.
This all depends on whenever it actually debuted. First episode, 2002. Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I'm old.
Yeah, she'd be our age.
You're at worst going to be, at worst, three games out of a wild card spot at the trade deadline tomorrow. You play tonight. You don't play till tomorrow evening. You're two games back. At worst, you're three games back. You need to be buying.
Mm-hmm.
It's not enough just to stand pat. It's not. And at what cost? To hoard prospects? You heard Charrington say there, you're looking for improvements for this year's club. You're looking for improvements for next year's club and beyond. Randy Rosarena fit that bill. Jazz Chisholm fit that bill. Isak Paredes, there we go, got that one right. Don't he fit that bill.
It's Arena. Yeah.
Whatever.
Rosarena, yeah.
All those guys are not just short-term Band-Aids. Now, if they would trade for like a Kevin Pillar, who all of a sudden has become available from the Los Angeles Angels, he's hitting 287, he's having a really good year. If you got him, that would just be a Band-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
That would just be a rental. But if you're so concerned about protecting your future, you don't know what prospects are going to turn into. You think, you hope, you scout, you develop, you have faith in your own process. Look at what this process has gotten the Pirates. Five guys in the lineup yesterday with OPSs under 600. That's the process. So there's no sure thing that any of these prospects that you hold on to are going to turn into anything.
And there's a huge pool of prospects that they have that they have a lot at that position. Like, I don't want that to get lost on us as well. Like, they have a lot of pitching prospects. They have pitchers already.
Do you need 9 starting pitchers for next
year? No.
You do not. You have your middle infield of the future set. You've brought this up before. You've got O'Neill Cruz. You've got Nick Gonzalez. And boy, what a loss he's going to be for weeks now. Not just days, for weeks, is what Ben Charrington said yesterday. That's a massive loss. But those are your guys for the future. So Tamar Johnson, he's not going to be up for a couple of years. He's going to play middle infield for you. I'm sorry. You're not going to get him helping your big league club until halfway through the Skeens window?
Mm-hmm.
His value is more in trade. So if nothing is done between now and the deadline, we need to riot. Do the Pirates have a better chance of making the postseason than San Diego, than the Mets, than the Cardinals? I would answer probably no, although I don't think the Cardinals are all that great. But just look at the math. You're 2 games out, and you're a couple of bats away from, I think, being really formidable. If the general manager is afraid to trade the 15th, 16th, 17th ranked prospect, that's fireable. It's absolutely fireable. Is it all on him? Or do you put it on the owner as well? 412-928-9370. We'll get to that coming up next, and then a bunch of football stuff to get to. And our training camp coverage on 93.7 The Fan is presented by Smale Kia and brought to you by Guardian Caps and Armstrong Business Solutions. Is it on the owner or the GM? We'll get into that when we come back. But first, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.